Welcome back to NewsRamp Government and Politics for Monday morning, August 10th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Mission IR News breaks. Safe Pro Group Inc. surpasses $5 million in AI-related orders for 2026, driven by government contracts for its AI-powered threat detection solutions. The company received 8 contracts for its AI edge compute and rapid imagery processing technologies, with applications in aerial drones and ground-based autonomous systems. The U.S. Army, U.S. Air Force, and defense prime contractors have selected SafePro's AI software for threat mapping and mission planning.
Adam Curry honors John C. Dvorak's impact in tech journalism on No Agenda. Adam Curry pays tribute to the late John C. Dvorak's impact in tech journalism on episode 1893 of the No Agenda show, On Bach. The episode delves into a weekend of closure, tribute, and media deconstruction, covering topics like a court ruling on President Trump's White House ballroom, a judgment against Meta, and a WNBA controversy. Listeners are invited to tune in to the latest episode available on podcast platforms.
International rights groups raise concern over freedom of religion and expression in South Korea. International rights groups, including Human Rights Without Frontiers and CAP Liberté de Conscience, raised concerns over freedom of religion and South Korea, expression in South Korea. Issues addressed at a press conference in Seoul included the treatment of elderly religious leaders in pretrial detention, cushioning the proportionality and due process. The organizations called for a review of detentions and urged authorities to uphold human rights obligations.
USA Positive Expectations move the Federal Reserve Bank to FedNext. USAPositiveExpectations.com proposes a transformative approach to equal opportunity without increased taxes, focusing on early education outcomes. By monetizing positive expectations in the private sector, the plan aims to reduce the federal deficit. This innovative strategy, known as FedNext, involves the Federal Reserve Bank purchasing assets to decrease the federal debt. The proposal suggests significant potential impact at both the national and local levels.
Kenyatta's black-on-black racism, President Moi's torture chamber, fighting Kenya erasure of Tom Mboya, Black Freedom 250th, Tom Mboya 70th, effort to advance unity between Africans, Black America, a coalition of Black American activists, historians, and civil rights advocates announced a campaign to charge the Kenyan government with historical betrayal and systemic erasure. Timed with the upcoming Black Freedom 250th and the Tom Mboya 70th, petitions will be delivered to the UN and AU demanding accountability for erasing Black America's role in Kenya's independence. The effort aims to restore Pan-African solidarity and support Kenya's Gen Z, fighting corruption and historical revisionism.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.